Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, this coronavirus has our lives absolutely turned upside down. However, if you're a couple considering divorce or separation, you probably don't know which end is up right now. With the courts being shut down and things have come to a screeching halt in our legal system, you have questions and you don't know where to go. So this hour we have Todd Orston from Meriwether and Tharp Divorce Attorneys on the line with us. So Todd, welcome to Atlanta Living.
Belinda, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us on such a gorgeous Saturday.
I won't hold it against you. I look forward to the time we're going to spend.
Absolutely. This is going to be a very informative hour. So, Todd, you know, people who are going through, couples who are going through separation and divorce, you know, they already feel like fish out of water, but now they really feel alienated and don't know what to do. So what would you advise couples right now who are going through separation and divorce?
All right. Well, let me first say that for all the people who don't practice in this area, aren't attorneys, they don't practice as attorneys, the attorneys themselves and even the judges felt like fish out of water for quite some time. We're only now just getting to the point where we're understanding the new norm, you know, how the system is going to work for all of us. So it's okay. The best non-legal advice first I'm going to give is stay calm. All right. There are answers out there. There are attorneys and firms that are there, like Meriwether and Tharp, but that are there to help, to guide, to educate people. So understand that while we may feel like fish out of water, the system is operating. It's operating differently.
Okay.
And access to judges and courts is different, but the system is working. And so just because you might not understand how it's working doesn't mean it's not there to help you.
Okay, great. Now, we want to open up the phone lines, Todd, and let people ask you questions. And this is free attorney time. These are non-billable hours.
That is correct.
Okay. So that's 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. If you are going through a separation or a divorce and you have questions, or if you're thinking about it, or if you know someone who is and you have questions, give us a call. Todd is here for you. He's a partner in Meriwether and Tharp Divorce Attorneys, and expert advice is going to be given this hour. So we advise you to jump on the lines and get your question in early. 404-872-0750. 404-872-0750. So you're saying the system is working. But it was shut down. The courts were shut down for a good period of time.
They were shut down, but let's put it this way. There are aspects of the legal system that can't just shut down.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, but courthouses shut down. Judges were no longer going into their courtrooms and allowing hearings to be conducted. So, again, as soon as things got real, as soon as everyone was sort of on board with how serious this was and knew that they started to or needed to start taking these precautions that we're all now taking, then that changed access to the court. But there are aspects of the legal system that, of course, have continued to be in operation, okay? As it relates to family law, for instance, something that's very serious, the protection of people, you know, temporary protective orders.
Okay.
Right now, even though courthouses are closed, that doesn't mean that there isn't help out there. The police, of course, are there to help protect. And then, of course, there are attorneys like us. We are here to help and to guide and educate people so they understand what their rights are and what help they can get from the system. But the system itself, the courthouses that are largely closed, especially in bigger counties, I will tell you that temporary protective order hearings are still being conducted. Access is open to people that need that kind of help that can go down to many of the courthouses to basically apply for a protective order.
Okay, but things are, you're going to have to put on your patient's hat a little bit because things are going to be pushed back because, you know, courthouses are hearing, not just hearing divorce cases, they're hearing other types of cases as well, and they're going to be prioritized.
Yeah, more so than ever, you need to be patient. The legal system itself, you know, if we're talking about the race between the turtle and the hare, the legal system is not the hare. It is most definitely the turtle. You have to understand it's a process. Now, things like a protective order, the courts are going to push that through the system. Why? Because that is an individual seeking legal help to protect them.
Okay.
And so the courts take that very seriously. But you are 100% correct. Remember, divorces and family law related cases, those aren't the only legal matters out there. There are real estate cases, there are bankruptcies, there are, you know, there are mm-hmm. all types of cases, criminal matters. And so over the last several months, unfortunately, you're correct. The system has maybe not shut down, but it has slowed to an absolute crawl. So now as we ramp up, there's going to be a backlog. And so the one thing I would beg everyone to have is a good deal of patience, because certain cases like criminal matters where life and liberty hang in the balance, those cases will probably take, and I've heard judges say, they will take precedence over some other types of matters.
Okay.
So it doesn't mean you're not going to get the help, but you may experience longer delays.
Okay, that makes total sense. Folks, if you have a question, we'd love to hear from you. 404-872-0750. You can remain anonymous, and we can use a different name if you have an issue with that. That's 404-872-0750. And I would say, Todd, as someone going through a separation or a divorce, the best thing they can do for themselves is to educate themselves on the process.
You're 100% right. What I usually tell people is, no matter what business you're in, if the business you're in requires meetings with teams and other individuals, you don't go into that meeting cold. You have to do some prep work. You have to understand whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. You have to understand the rules, and that's how you're going to accomplish the most. Well, the same thing goes for a divorce. And there is information out there, but, you know, Belinda, you and I talked about this a little bit offline. There's information, and then there's information. There's good information, and then there's
Sadly, a lot of information comes from your family and friends.
And most of those people have your best interests at heart, and that's wonderful. But they're not attorneys, and they don't work within the system. And here's the other problem. Let's say someone is giving you advice and they're not an attorney. They are coming from a good place and they're trying to inject their own logic into whatever it is, you know, the issue is. But the problem is that's not potentially how the court will see it, or how the legal system, as it relates to a divorce or separation, how that issue will be handled. And then here's the other thing. I've had so many people who they'll come in and they'll say, well, I don't understand. You know, I want 10 years of alimony, and I don't see why I shouldn't get it. We've been married for 6 months, and 10 years of alimony makes sense to me. I gave up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
Just because a friend of yours got something like that, what you're not realizing is that was probably by agreement. And for whatever reason, the paying spouse said, yeah, I'll give you 10 years of alimony. I hope you're happy. But the problem is, as an attorney, we're going to be looking at you going, if you go in front of a judge, you're not going to get a long period of alimony in a 6-month marriage. I'm using an extreme example. But you understand the point.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that brings up a point about going before a judge and how important talking to your attorney is. Hiring an attorney and hiring the right attorney is so important. So what are the steps that you can tell our listeners about what to do and how to hire the right attorney?
Sure. That's a great question. Lee Merriweather and I, on a podcast and radio show that we do, we've had shows about this. So first, I would tell people, sit down and understand what your individual goal is. What are you trying to accomplish? And when you're thinking about that, put emotion aside. Don't think about how much you're angry at the other party or anything like that. Think about what you need to do to accomplish this goal, meaning if it's a divorce or whatever. Then, hopefully, you are thinking of it in a non-emotional way, and you're saying, okay, well, we need to deal with one of what we call the four core areas of divorce. So let's say there are children. I need to deal with custody. I need to deal with child support, and maybe there's some alimony and division of property issues. Then think about how you want to as quickly and amicably get through this process, and then start looking for an attorney who adopts that similar kind of philosophy. There are attorneys out there that just want to fight for the sake of fighting. Mm-hmm. And there are attorneys out there who want to avoid the fight at all costs. And you need to understand who you're hiring. Just because you have a good one meeting with, you know, single meeting with that person, if they're just going to drag you unnecessarily into a fight, they may not be or are not, in my opinion, the right person for you. Or if it's somebody who's not going to be able to stand up for you and really fight for you, it may not be the right individual. So think about your goals and then find somebody with a similar philosophy.
Right. And if you have, if you can communicate with your attorney and you're on the same page, because you're going to be working very closely with that attorney for quite a while, and you have to be able to communicate and understand each other. You need to have a good relationship with that attorney.
It's a team effort. You're not hiring somebody that's... It's not like painting a house and you walk away and the house gets painted and you're like, thanks for doing the job. You're going to be working hand in hand with the attorney and the attorney's team.
Exactly. Okay, more great information from Merriweather and Tharp and Todd Orston, and partner with Merriweather and Tharp Divorce Attorneys, coming your way after this. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Here's Belinda.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are talking about guiding you through separation and divorce during this crazy time of COVID-19, the pandemic, and where everything seems to be upside down and your world is already upside down if you're going through a separation and a divorce. I have Todd Orston. He is partner with Merriweather and Tharp on the line with me, and he is taking your calls at 404-872-0750. And Todd, we're going to go straight to the phone lines if you don't mind.
Perfect.
And this first call is Dave in Kennesaw. You're on WSB. How are you today, Dave?
I'm doing great, and I really appreciate you having the counselor here to give people guidance.
Sure. What's your question?
I'm an MD out in private practice, and I will have patients, usually ladies, that will say, well, I don't know, things aren't going well, maybe we're going to get divorced. And I'll invariably tell them, you need to go see an attorney. It doesn't mean that you're going to get divorced. It doesn't mean you're going to hire that person, retain them as counsel, but go get some information. What I should do, what I shouldn't do. What could I expect if, in fact, we do get divorced? If you're concerned about maybe he'll get angry finding out, go pay in cash. So these are the things I say. I'm hoping attorney could give me some better guidance. Am I doing the right thing? Or are there better things that I should do in my suggestions to these people? Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dave.
Dave, thank you so much for the call and the question, and it's really a fantastic question. So, again, the answers are out there. Belinda, you know us, you know our website. We have over 6,000 pages at Meriwether & Tharp of free information on our websites. There are attorneys, not just us. I would love to say just Meriwether & Tharp, but there are some attorneys out there and some firms where you can have a free consultation. We do free phone consultations where you could spend a significant amount of time talking through the issues. So when someone comes to you and says, what should I do? I never tell people file for divorce. That's not for me. I always tell everyone, it's not for me to say it's time. But I can say it's time for you to get information, and the information's free. It's out there. So
okay, Todd, we're going to have to end it there because we're up against a break. But go to their website, Meriwether and Tharp, and there are so much information out there to be garnered in a situation like that. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And we're joined today by Todd Orston, partner with Meriwether & Tharp. And we are guiding couples through a difficult time in their lives if they are thinking about separating or divorcing. And it's just a hard fact of life. Todd, do you have any statistics? Hate to put you on the spot, but do you have any statistics on divorce percentage in America?
You know, the quick answer is no. But okay, let me explain why. Very quickly, you'll hear different statistics, and oftentimes the stats are just not correct. All right, there are a lot of different studies out there as to divorce rates. Are they going up? Are they going down? Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, I haven't found one that I really trust enough to basically say this is the one that I would go by.
Okay.
At the end of the day, those statistics don't really have anything to do with each individual's own circumstances that they're dealing with. But I am hopeful. We are seeing at times, it seems not an increase, but a decrease in divorces.
Oh, thank God.
Whether that has to do with people marrying later in life, mm-hmm, or other factors. But again, you go out there and you'll probably find a study that says divorce rates are increasing. So, like I said, there's a trust issue that I have with some of those studies.
You know what I really like about Meriwether & Tharp is that you guys don't push people toward divorce. You push people toward reconciliation if possible. And divorce is the last resort.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said before, it's not my job to push someone in the direction of a divorce. And in fact, some of the podcasts that Lee and I do, some of the more popular downloads have to do with how to save a marriage.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so we are constantly giving people those options. The problem is that obviously, while many times people are able to step back, mm-hmm, you know, sort of deal with the emotion, right, and then hopefully when there are clear, calmer minds, get back to trying to work on the relationship, mm-hmm, obviously, that's not always possible.
Right.
And that's where we step in, and we just let people know, if you have tried everything and you don't think that what is broken can be fixed, we're here for you.
Right, right. I love that. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. If you would like to ask Todd a question, these are non-billable hours with a partner in a prestigious law firm, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Let's speak with Kathy in Rockwell. Kathy, you're on WSB. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. How can we help you today?
Yes, I've been married for 20 years, and my husband purchased two properties during our marriage, and I would like to know what would be my entitlement as far as alimony and as far as parts of the home.
Mm. All right. Well, Kathy, there's a lot to unpack there, and unless, Belinda, you give me about two more hours, I may not be able to give a complete answer, but I'm going to do my best, I promise. Kathy,
thank you.
Let's deal with property first. First of all, if they were purchased during the marriage, you have to understand Georgia's an equitable division of property state. Equitable does not necessarily mean equal. But I will tell you, judges often lean in favor of an equal or close to equal division of those marital assets. So first, we're going to look at when they were bought. You already said during the marriage. Then we're going to look at how they were purchased to see whether or not there are any what we call separate property claims. And let's assume that there are none, meaning he didn't use monies that he had before the marriage to buy it, or monies that he inherited to buy it, or he didn't inherit the properties. Then the bottom line is they should be deemed marital property, and then equitable division of property laws will apply. Okay. So
yeah.
Unless there's some of those factors that you're talking about, it sounds like, and of course we'd have to do a deeper dive to really figure it out. It sounds like those properties would be deemed marital property that would be subject to division. Alimony, the information you gave isn't really going to allow me to tell you what alimony should look like, but let me tell you this. Alimony in Georgia is based on two factors. It's a need-based analysis. If you are saying you have a need, it's a budgetary issue, meaning they're going to look at your budget, and if at the end of a month your reasonable expenses outpace your income, then you have a need. Then the focus would turn to his ability to pay. And so even if you have a need, if he doesn't make enough money to give any support, then unfortunately alimony may not be an issue or may not be available in your case. These are all things that an attorney will very quickly be able to gather information and give you some good analysis to see what your rights are.
Okay. And what about being married for 20 years, am I entitled to a portion of his, 401k or retirement?
Another great question. So division of property, again, when you look at it, we're going to look at separate property and marital property. Any assets obtained during the marriage are deemed marital assets, and they're going to be subject to division. So absolutely, if there's a 401k, and let's say all of the value of the 401k was accumulated during the marriage, then it's a marital asset, and it will be subject to division. Now, whether a court gives you, again, 50% or something less or something more, all of those facts are going to have to be considered to figure out what might happen if you go in front of a judge. But yes, you would be entitled, it appears, you would be entitled to a portion of the 401k.
Okay, Kathy,
okay,
now remember. Okay, thank
yes,
you for
I'm
your
listening.
Call. And also remember, Kathy, that Meriwether and Tharp provides free consultations. Is that right, Todd?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, great. And how would they get in touch with you, or how best would they get in touch with you to set that up?
Sure. The main number is 678-879-9000. 678-879-9000. Call. We'll do a quick intake, and then you'll be put through to an attorney who will be able to talk more in depth about these issues.
Okay, great. Let's go back to the phone lines. I'm going to work you as hard as I can this hour.
I look forward to it.
Okay. Adam in Athens, you're on WSB. How are you today, Adam?
Good. How y'all doing?
Good. How can we help you?
Question is actually for my mother-in-law. Her and her spouse separated 3 or 4 years ago, but never officially got divorced. And now she's in the process of selling properties. And I was just curious if, you know, years of separation like that might forfeit any claim on assets, or how that might work.
Really good question. Very good question. Adam, here's the issue. The issue is that, unfortunately, until there's a divorce, all of those assets are going to be deemed marital assets. And I don't know if you heard the last caller, the first part of the analysis we would do would be to look at and determine, are the assets separate in nature or marital in nature? But until there is a divorce, then both parties will have the right to claim marital assets. And so, unfortunately, that delay, that did not automatically make it so that, you know, he can't make any additional claims on those assets. Now, there might be an equitable argument. So again, Georgia is equitable division, right? That's how we deal with the issue of asset division. So an argument could potentially be made to a court that they've been separated for so long, she has been paying down the mortgage during that period of time, and therefore his interest should be less. But again, you really should talk to an attorney so that we can look through all of those facts and really determine what kind of a claim he might be able to make.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks for looking
Thanks,
out
Adam.
For your mother-in-law. That's awesome.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
All right. You too, Adam. Thanks for your call. And that is, we have 44 minutes after 1 o'clock, 81 degrees. It is pretty gorgeous outside. I hope you're having a great day. We are here in the studio on Atlanta Living. I'm in the studio with Todd Orston, partner with Meriwether and Tharp, divorce attorneys, offices all over Atlanta. And you're welcome to give us a call at 404-872-0750. And we're going to go back to the phone lines and speak with Tom in Atlanta. Tom, you're on WSB. How are you?
I'm doing great, Belinda. We've both been through the same little dance with the wilderness, and you've come out on the other side well, and I'm glad that you are.
Thank you.
And I have as well. And I had a comment, and then I had a question. I have been through this, and I was completely outgunned in the process that I found myself in, and I was really at a disadvantage. And I probably needed somebody about 20 years older than me at that time that would slap me upside the head and say, hey, boy, you're going to do this, or I'm out of here. And I know that your guest, I know their firm is large and they have, resources. And I know that they probably understand the importance of matching the client with the attorney. And so I applaud their focus on reconciliation, but there comes a time when it's time to play hardball. And I think a question that a lot of people have, which is one that I had, let's talk about the cost of litigation. And I know he can't give specifics, but I'm a client. I call him up. We have our little phone conversation. He says, you know what? This is what we got to do. So I think it would be helpful to the audience, because there's a big question about that, which is, what are the actual costs of litigation, the timing that occurs? And I'd be curious to hear some of his comments about that. I think that information would be very helpful and useful to your audience.
Okay, we'll see if we can do that to the best of, because it's so subjective to the case, I would think. Todd, am I correct on that?
It absolutely is, and I know I don't have a lot of time to hit on this right now. It depends on how, it takes two to tango. So both of you are going to have to put your weapons down, and if it turns into ugly litigation, unfortunately, you may have no choice but to fight, which means more costs. So the bottom line is, we try to minimize those costs, but sometimes the issues are so complex, or the fighting is so, and the dislike is so deep, that unfortunately it results in higher costs. But we do everything to minimize them.
Right. I guess that depends on the two parties. Like you said, they put your weapons down and it'll be cheaper. If you're going to fight, then it's going to cost more.
Yeah, absolutely. And I could talk for a long time on that issue and have in the past. But it really is a big discussion, and it takes both parties to go into this wanting it to be an amicable solution.
Okay, Tom, I know that doesn't fully answer your question, but that's about the best we can do with the time that we have. We're going to take our final break, come back with Todd Orston, with a partner with Meriwether and Tharp. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB. Thank you, Scott, and welcome back to Atlanta Living. Todd Orston, partner with Meriwether and Tharp. Our last segment together, time has flown. You've done a fantastic job. If folks want to get in touch with Meriwether and Tharp, how would you like them to do that?
Absolutely. And again, Belinda, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, anytime.
All right. So best ways, phone number for Meriwether and Tharp is 678-879-9000.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked a little bit about a podcast and radio show that Lee Meriwether and I do.
Yes.
And we have about 170 something episodes.
Wow.
Filled with free information. So on our website, you can get that free information, or you can listen to the podcast. The podcast is divorceteamradio.com. You can get that anywhere that podcasts, you can listen to podcasts. And you can go to our website at mtlawoffice.com. And again, the information is out there. You should have access. Everyone should have a right to and has access to that information. You just need to look for the right access and right information.
Your website is phenomenal. I really got a lot of great information. It's mtlawoffice.com. Okay, let's squeeze a quick call in. Rod in Douglasville, you're on WSB. How are you today? Oh, don't tell Rod. Rod.
Rod. That's an easy question to answer.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Okay, Rod, hello? You're there. Okay. What's your question for Todd?
I was trying to find out. I just recently went through a divorce, and I was trying to find if you could go back and change the, like, get the alimony taken off, reduced, because I was done under duress, and when I had an attorney, I wasn't happy with the attorney and the way things went, because I actually signed off and gave away everything, and I was just trying to find out.
Okay, let's let Todd answer that question, because we have just a little bit of time.
All right, Rod, good question. Bad news, all right, is that undoing what was done is going to be difficult, if not impossible. I understand you're not happy with the attorney or the result, but once that order was entered, unless you appeal it or somehow get the court to change it, that's the order you're stuck with. Now, if something has materially changed, you can potentially modify that alimony obligation, but just undoing what was done is going to be difficult or impossible.
Yeah. Sorry, Rod. Sorry for the bad news, but at least you've got the information that you need now. Todd, thank you so much for a great hour. Best of luck and happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
To you as well, Belinda. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Have a great day. All right, folks, coming up next is Hal Runkel, life coach. We're going to be giving you some life coach advice. So Hal is also a great guest. So stay tuned. Coming up next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.